Chapter 60. Change, Part 1. Ponyville, the day of the battle. The town was silent as Queen Crudelis laid her blood-red eyes on it. She could picture a tumbleweed just blowing right on down the street. The town was completely deserted. Her changelings had kicked down doors and ransacked all the houses in search of any remaining inhabitants stubbornly refusing to flee, and yet found nothing. Even as far out as Sweet Apple Acres was empty. They most likely fled to the forest, and hunting them would be a simple task. But that wasn't why they were here. They were getting Twilight Sparkle's attention, and that was all. All those other ponies were irrelevant, and could go hide in the Everfree and be Timberwolf snacks for all she cared. Twilight Sparkle would come. All she had to do was wait patiently. A defensive perimeter had been set up around the town, Ponyville becoming something of a fortress for Crudelis and her changelings. A fortress that would soon be a war zone. For now, Crudelis was standing outside the Golden Oaks library. She momentarily considered how it was a good thing for that tree that Twilight moved out, lest it would have been destroyed by the multitude of enemies she had made over the years. Crudelis herself momentarily considered setting it on fire, but honestly, it would be a waste of magic. Still, though. Crudelis placed a hoof on the door and made her way inside. The interior was as dark and empty as the rest of the town, and yet signs of Twilight Sparkle were easily evident, even if she no longer was the librarian. Just by a perch with the nameplate titled Aloysius graved onto it, was a picture frame on the wall. She didn't know why the current librarian had kept it there, but neither did she really care. It was a photograph showing 5 mares, all seemed to be ponies, but Crudelis knew better about the 6th. The bearers of the Elements of Harmony in their earliest days together. Twilight Sparkle in her unicorn guise stood right in the center of them, just behind the yellow Pegasus. They all seemed happy.
Your Highness,
one of her drones spoke over the hive.
Yes, what is it? They are here.
Twilight Sparkle was flying alongside Queen Draco. The Alicorns and Captain Cardus on approach to Sweet Apple Acres. The vast farm spread out beneath them. Apple trees littering the ground for many acres. They were at the head of the force, moving inwards quickly, and below them, many groups of EUP ponies, including Broadsword, Vladimir, and Shining Armor, were moving up with Pegasi acting as eyes in the sky, flying through the air not far behind them. Several of the EUP's helicopters cut through the air, flanked by Twilight and Draco's changelings.
Crudelis' changelings! Dead ahead!
Cardus shouted, directing their attention to the area near the farmhouse, where a group of changelings were gathering. Not a moment later, green spellfire was thrown straight up in their direction, flying all around them.
Begin the assault!
Celestia ordered in her royal canterlot voice, the EUP squads below drawing their weapons and engaging the closest hostile changeling they could see. And the minor skirmishes were just beginning. Lightning cracked down onto the changelings near the farmhouse as directed by both Celestia and Luna, their eyes glowing a pure white with sheer power. While Cadence fell back to provide defensive spells for their soldiers, Queen Draco landed directly onto a group of changelings and quickly got to work tearing them to pieces. As the royal sisters continued their lightning strikes, Queen Twilight and Cardus veered back up to meet with their drones. While the EUP ground forces pushed in from the front, the changelings and the EUP in the helicopters were going to drop right down onto the town itself. Down below, Shining Armor bucked a charging changeling and watched Broadsword cut him down. Vladimir used his wings to leap into the air and drop onto one of those changelings, crushing his skull in before picking off another with his blade. The EUP with them made quick work of the others, and one last changeling attempted to flee, only to be dropped by a single spell launched by Prince Armor. That's one group down, Vladimir stated. We've got more of them further in by the farm's entrance. All right, ponies, Shining Armor shouted out. Move on up! The ponies gave an enthusiastic battle cry as they dashed on forwards, catching glimpses of their changeling allies swarming overhead towards the town. Sentries within the town saw those several hundred drones incoming, hundreds more approaching from beyond the first wave. Nearly all 1,000 of the surviving soldiers of the Badlands Hive were here, eager for payback. Ponyville and much of the surrounding area was about to be set ablaze. Twilight and Draco's drone shot directly down into the town, many grappling with Crudelis' own changelings on arrival. Clangs of steel could be heard from the many blades as spellfire was exchanged between the changelings on opposing sides. Several bolts tore a group of changelings into bits from the crossbow turrets of the helicopters as they moved in to land. One was hit with a volley of green spellfire and went down in a spectacular ball of fire. Many more landed and unloaded the EUP held on board, one pony quickly crossing blades with a changeling as they exchanged strikes back and forth. Their cargo delivered, the helicopters took off again into the air to provide support where needed, two more being shot from the sky and crushing several homes, each quickly being set ablaze. As the fire began to paint the sky with an orange glow, Twala and Cardus landed right in the thick of the chaos, the center of town. They were right by the town hall, and Twilight had her eyes peeled for any sign of Crudelis, but she had yet to appear.
Twilight, look out!
Cardus warned as an arrow whipped on by. Twilight caught the arrow with her magic and flung it back at the changeling who shot it, killing them instantly. Queen Twilight then spun on the spot and fired a quick group of lavender fireballs into the group of changelings in armor colored both blue and red, reducing them to ashes. Several drones saw her and made a move to strike, but Twilight made quick work of each, downing most with her magic before they even reached her. Cardus struck at the ones who got closer than the rest, his blade clanging off of theirs as they traded blows. Cardus's blade locked with his combatants again as they struck against one another, and Cardus quickly stepped back to unbalance his opponent before decapitating him in one single strike. He turned and stunned another with a bolt of green magic before quickly being launched into combat against another adversary.
Gah! We need to find Crudelis!
Twilight shouted amidst the fighting. Cardus punched a drone in the face before answering.
She'll be here!
The fighting at Sweet Apple Acres was packed. Dozens upon dozens kicked and stabbed as the full-scale battle was now truly underway. Celestia swooped down, but she was too late to save a small group of EUP surrounded by changelings, and their dying screams assaulted her ears. Enraged, she landed directly on top of that group and lifted each one into the air simultaneously with a magic levitation spell. As they struggled, each one was crushed under the applied pressure, and before long, nothing left existed of them aside from a tiny ball of twisted armor covered in blood. Another brave fool was cut in half by the princess's halberd, the single bolt of magic he let off before death pinging off her armor without even leaving a scratch. The very ground at Celestia's hooves burned, and enemy changelings actively shied away from attacking her, the Princess of the Sun striking fear into their hearts. That was when Celestia saw her. Near the entrance to the farm, Queen Crudelis picked up some poor pony. A red lance of magic sliced the pony's chest and stomach open, and gravity disemboweled them. Her red-hued magic then trailed upwards into the sky. Several Pegasi scrambled to avoid it, but not all of them succeeded. And a few fell to the ground below, dead or dying. Celestia's eyes trained in on Crudelis, and with one teleport she was standing directly in front of the Changeling Queen. Crudelis' eyes momentarily widened in surprise at the Alicorn's appearance, before quickly placing a shield to block a golden lance.
Princess Celestia,
Crudelis smirked, as she deflected the attack and burst out the shield to knock Celestia backwards.
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Silence, fiend!
Celestia shouted, striking forwards with her halberd. Crudelis ducked on to one side and took to the air, scrambling away from the furious Alicorn. Celestia followed quickly, the two heading towards Ponyville itself. A short ways down the path, Crudelis decelerated and shot back past Celestia, who once again struck out with her weapon. The halberd missed Crudelis by a mere inch, and the queen used her magic to pry it from Celestia and throw it backwards and into the ongoing battle below.
Watch out!
Caden shouted in warning, placing a shield to protect shining armor from the stray golden halberd flying at him. The halberd shattered against the blue shield, and its pieces clattered to the ground.
Oh, thanks, honey,
Shining Armor said as he eyed the broken weapon.
Isn't that Celestia's?
It was, Broadsword managed to remark as he grappled a changeling. Vladimir helped his friend out by grabbing the changeling by the neck and pulling him away, and then used his blade to slit the unfortunate bastard's throat. Broadsword gave a nod of thanks and took a moment to catch his breath.
Looks like the battle here is moving towards the town, away from the farm, Vladimir noted. Did we break their lines?
I don't think so,
Caden spoke up.
Looks like they're just regrouping. You are correct,
Luna stated as she landed next to them.
Queen Crudelis is moving back while battling my sister, and thus so are they.
Luna looked unscathed, but her sword was dripping with changeling remains.
Come,
she gestured to the fight.
We have much work to do.
After nods of agreement came from all around, they all rushed back off to rejoin the fight. As they went, they could see Queen Draco, flanked by two of her personal guard, lay waste to some of Crudelis's changelings as they tried to fall back. Back in Ponyville, a chunk was taken out of Town Hall by a blast of the small monobomb. Several more houses were on fire now as the fighting continued, becoming fiercer with every passing second. Twilight and Cardas had fought their way through the streets, looking for Queen Crudelis, but still had yet to find her. Their search had taken them to the Golden Oaks Library, where barricades had been set up by some EUP ponies, and the library turned into a battlefield triage center, a place where they could take the wounded and get the medical attention. Twilight and Cardas passed the ponies and changelings guarding the perimeter, and dead changelings wearing red and blue armor, signifying them as being with Crudelis's force, were scattered around on the ground. They quickly entered the library where the wounded were being seen to by medics.
Check downstairs,
Twilight suggested to a nearby doctor.
There should be some medical supplies in the cabinets.
Thanks, the doctor said. The sergeant is upstairs if you want to talk to her.
Twilight nodded and quickly headed up while Cardas went to help with the wounded. Upon entering the bedroom, Twilight saw a map of the town had been set up on a small table nearby, but her gaze was momentarily captured by her old bed. Memories running through her mind of her time living in the very library in which she now stood. From the first party Pinkie Pie had thrown her the night Luna returned, all the way to the wedding that had forever changed her life, all of those memories were written into the bark of this tree and lived on through the very roots and leaves of the old golden oak.
Sergeant!
She called out towards a gray mare with a black mane suited in silver EUP armor.
Yes?
The mare turned to see the sound of the voice, looking up from the map.
Oh, Your Highness, I wasn't expecting you. How are things going here?
Twilight asked.
Better than expected,
the sergeant admitted.
The area around this library has mostly been secured, and the changelings are too busy elsewhere to give us much thought right now. What about Queen Crudelis?
Twilight asked, getting to the point of her visit.
Have any of you seen her as of yet? Not yet,
the sergeant shook her head.
But I will check towards the farm. I will,
Twilight stated.
Stay safe, and keep the library intact if you can. It is still a home to me. Understood.
The mare saluted as Twilight went to retrieve Cardas and head towards the farm. As Twilight left the library, Celestia was locked in a deadly battle with Queen Crudelis, their horns locked as they grappled each other in the air. A golden pulse separated the two, and Celestia hit Crudelis directly with a golden beam of magic. Crudelis gave a shout of agony as she was pummeled backwards and into a Ponyville street. In a painful heap, Crudelis struggled to her hooves as Celestia landed a short distance from her, firing several bolts of magic. Crudelis shot back, catching and deflecting several of Celestia's attacks, but being hit by several more. Knocked to the ground again, she looked up to see Celestia charging a large spell within her horn aimed directly at her. Quickly, Crudelis launched a small stun spell at Celestia, and it hit her directly in the chest. The spell had enough power to make a small hole in her chest armor and cause Celestia to fall to her knees as she lost balance. The spell she had been charging flickered out as she tried to stand again. Crudelis was the first to stand, and she fired a beam of her own at Celestia, who rolled to the side. The beam streaked past and into a group of changelings from both sides. Celestia stood, and her eyes glowed a dangerous white, and she flared her wings. Her horn crackled along with the clouds as lightning barraged around Crudelis, who placed a shield around herself for protection. The supercharged lightning struck a building next to Crudelis and brought the entire structure crumbling down towards the queen, who released her shield and used her wings to propel herself backwards and away from the building. Dirt and dust was kicked up into the air as the building impacted with the ground, turning into scattered piles of rubble. Celestia quickly flew up over the wreckage in search of Crudelis, landing on the other side and scanning for her. To Celestia's rage, all she found was the remnants of a portal spell. Crudelis had fled from the Princess of the Sun. Elsewhere, as Twilight approached the edge of town, something caught her eye. The very changeling she had been searching for sprang up from a portal and stumbled out.
Cardus, go on ahead and meet with Shiny and the others,
she said to her captain, who hadn't spotted Crudelis.
Why? What are you doing?
He asked.
Just go,
she ordered.
I'll catch up.
Cardus gave a reluctant nod before heading off towards the fighting. When Twilight turned back to Crudelis, she found that they had in fact spotted each other, and Crudelis was now glaring at Twilight expectantly.
There you are,
Crudelis stated casually, approaching her niece's daughter.
Well, here we are at last. Crudelis?
Twilight spat.
You're looking worse for wear. I had a run-in with Celestia,
she stated.
Believe me, the damage she dealt is mostly cosmetic. But she did have the upper hand at a time. And I do not fight when I know I cannot win. And you think you can win this?
Twilight questioned in disgust, motioning to the chaos around them. Crudelis, too, examined the scene, nodding in acknowledgement to Twilight's point.
My force far outnumbers yours, but with Draco and the princesses, this might actually be a fair fight. A fair fight?
Crudelis smirked.
This has been a long time coming, and either of us could ultimately come out on top. Either both the Badlands Hive and Equestria will finally fall today, or I will. So, Queen Twilight Sparkle, let's have one last dance.
Crudelis' horn sparked dangerously as she launched a massive beam of red magic towards Twilight, who met it with a lavender one. The beams connected for a few moments before Twilight rolled to her left and let it fly right by her. She proceeded to fire several bolts in quick succession as Crudelis took to the air to avoid them. Several more spells were shared back and forth, with none hitting their target. Crudelis picked up a discarded spear and lunged at Twilight, who sidestepped. Crudelis tried to bring the spear around, and Twilight grabbed onto the shaft. They began to struggle over the weapon, their eyes meeting, both casting hateful glares at the other.
You know,
Crudelis panted as she continued to struggle with Twilight.
It was with a spear tip that I ended your mother's life. I think it would be fitting for you to meet that same fate.
Tola gave a snarl of rage and pushed against Crudelis, gaining possession of the spear, which he quickly threw towards the Crimson Queen. Crudelis fired a spell at the spear, which reduced it to splinters and twisted metal, before being jumped on and pinned by Twilight. Crudelis held Twilight back as she snapped at Crudelis with her razor-sharp fangs. Crudelis fired a quick spell that sent Twilight flying off of her and into a nearby tree. Crudelis launched another spell at Twilight, whose eyes widened at the sight of it, and she came out of her daze. A quick teleport deposited her into the air, and her wings buzzed to life, the tree catching on fire from the strike, meant for her. Crudelis took to the air after Twilight, who flew backwards while firing spells as she went. Crudelis placed up a shield and charged towards Twilight, who placed up her own. The two bubbles collided with each other several times before breaking off, Twilight unleashing flames towards Crudelis. Crudelis avoided and retaliated, their fight continuing with one thing apparent. By the end, one would most certainly die. As their fight continued, things weren't looking good around the farm. Crudelis' changelings were regaining lost ground and pushing back against the EUP.
Ah! Stand ready!
Broadsword shouted, he along with Vladimir in Shining Armor having been separated from Cadence and Luna. Shining Armor ducked onto the ground to avoid the swing of one changeling's sword, before said changeling was dispatched by EUP Pony, who in turn was eviscerated by a spell.
Ah! And this was going so well at first, Shining grumbled, being helped up by Broadsword.
A shout from Vladimir caught their attention, and they found he had received a large gash along his side from a blade, having lost his own. They tried to rush to help, but were intercepted and distracted by more changeling enemies. Broadsword kicked the changeling assaulting him away, but before said changeling could come back, he was taken out by a green bolt of magic.
Broadsword!
Cardus shouted on arrival.
Gah! What's going on?
The changelings are making a push back at us, and succeeding, he informed him.
They turned to try and reach Vladimir, but were once again blocked. Vladimir dodged to the side with a well-timed strafe to avoid a death blow from the changeling he was fighting. He was in pain and without a weapon. Things were not looking good. The changeling struck again, and once more Vladimir dodged, but this time moved to punch the drone. The changeling expected this, and caught his hoof in his magic before hitting the Thestral with the hilt of his blade. Vladimir fell to the floor, helpless as the blade was struck down onto him. Before it connected, a humongous bang startled the drone and stumbled him, saving Vladimir. This was accompanied by a prismatic blur landing directly onto the drone and reducing him to paste. Vladimir, lying on his back, saw a large rainbow explosion up in the sky, right above where the drone had been. A Scion Hoof reached out to him, and, on accepting the help, he encountered none other than Rainbow Dash in full Wonder Bolt uniform, a couple other of the bolts flanking her.
Rainbow Dash!
Shining shouted as he and the others finally reached Vladimir.
What are you doing here?
Didn't feel right just staying put, she stated, and Soaring and Fleetfoot here came in with the first wave of reinforcements, so I joined them.
What about the rest of the town's inhabitants and your friends?
Sakura's, Rainbow answered. She's offered to house the town in the area, and they've set up a perimeter to protect against the wildlife. They should be fine until this all blows over.
We've got a while to go yet,
Cardus shouted, gesturing to some incoming drones.
Right. Soaring, Fleetfoot! It's time to show these guys how awesome the Wonderbolts are!
Rainbow Dash shouted in her usual enthusiasm.
You better, Cardus stated, because this is far from over.